Good to see you.
Good to see you too, Joe. Thanks for having me.
Yeah, pleasure. We had you back in March, actually, first day of spring.
Right.
And I said, you know, summer's winding down now, so let's see how Dave did for this past summer. And it's been busy for sure, right?
It's been very busy, yeah. But all good things. Yeah. You know, obviously the Quincy Rec program that was mentioned in the video, Chris Rooney and his team do a phenomenal job providing program of all types. I know there's a partnership with the QATV
yeah,
here as well,
yeah, we had a great
too.
Clinic here again this
yeah,
year.
Yeah, and really there's something for everybody in recreation. But we have a number of construction projects that we've been working pretty steadily on all season, too. Mm.
Yeah, I guess a good place to start is how are the parks in the city, Dave?
The parks are good. Yeah. We have a great team of men and women that work very hard, very earnest about the job that they do. We have a lot of support, obviously, from the mayor and the city council. So, you know, I think they're in great shape. We're always working and trying to do better. But I think we're in a very good place. We've got a lot of support from the top. We've got some great workers that are out there every day improving our park system. So, I'm obviously biased, but I think we have one of the best park systems around.
Yeah. But I guess pickleball is the big craze right now, right?
So it is. Yeah. We built 8 new pickleball courts up at Faxon Park, and they're in use 12 hours a day.
Are they really?
3 new ones at Fennel Street. We have a bunch of pickleball courts that are cross-lined with tennis courts that they're always in use. So, and we've got some great programming that Rec runs in the fall, both indoor and outdoor. Yeah. So it is an extremely popular sport.
Yep. Plans for more anywhere, do you think?
So I would hope so. Okay. The challenge with pickleball is that you can't site them in the neighborhood because there's a pretty constant noise coming from the rackets.
It's been an issue in other communities.
It is. So we're very sensitive to that. We don't want to put anything in the neighborhood that's going to disrupt anybody's quality of life or their peace. So those two sites that we chose were perfect for pickleball. Mm. I think that we're on the lookout for additional locations, but we want to make sure that we site them in appropriate locations.
Of course, yeah. But we're here today to talk about really two big projects, one that's getting underway, one that just completed, right? So Ropes Course down Quincy Point, and Brill Fields is completely renovated. Let's start with the Ropes Course. What is the Ropes Course?
The Ropes Course is very exciting. It's basically a high ropes challenge course. The city had a proposal almost 15 years ago to do something similar to this. Hmm. And what a ropes course is really about isn't climbing up in a high spot or swinging or anything else like that. It's more about teens and preteens and helping them develop leadership, courage, communication, and teamwork. And the mayor recognizes that it's very difficult to be a teenager and a preteen, a middle school and a high school in today's day and age with the technology and all the other challenges that young people face in today's day and age. So he's trying to build supports just beyond the school system, beyond the rec program, and augment what we're providing to these young people. So we're working with Matt Lowe, who ran the Sheriff's Camp for 18 years, which was incredibly popular with Quincy residents. I remember myself, my wife, all of our neighbors and their friends holding the phone at 11:59, waiting for midnight so they can register
to
for
register,
the week they
wanted. There was always a waiting list.
Right.
Yeah.
And unfortunately, the Sheriff's Camp didn't happen this past summer, so we're basically stepping into a void that Quincy residents, whether it be through a week-long program during the summer or a partnership with the Quincy Public Schools, that really, through Matt's leadership, will provide some additional skills to these young people that I think they desperately need in this day and age.
Okay. So this is happening down at Mount Street Beach, right?
Yeah, Mount Street Beach, which is in Quincy Point, next to Four River Field. Those are some landmarks people may know if they're not from the Point.
Okay.
And it's a beautiful open field that overlooks the beach. It's a great spot for it. Councilor Ash was very helpful. We had a community meeting down there and really kind of solicited some feedback from the community. And he's been an asset in helping us kind of deliver the site that the community wants too.
Okay.
We're very, again, much like the pickleball, we're aware that there are people that live around our parks and don't want to be impacted in a negative fashion.
Sure.
So the ropes course is being built by High Five Adventures out of Vermont.
They we have a rendering, actually, we can show folks. Yeah, and this is what it will look like right when it's done.
Yes, and this is one part of it. There's another section of it. This is the main feature.
Okay.
But this will give you a sense with the swinging logs and the ropes that they walk across. And it's all, the paramount is safety, obviously.
Sure.
People think high and they think, you know, high locations and they're worried about if someone get hurt. But
how high is high, Dave? How high is
about 25 feet.
Okay, that's high.
They're all attached to ropes and carabiners with helmets and pads, and everybody's safety
totally
certified.
Safe,
the course is safety certified. To my knowledge, in Braintree at the Sheriff's Camp, I don't know that they've ever had a significant issue. We're very well prepared for that. The state certifies the course itself.
I see.
All of the people that work, they have to be safety certified.
Okay.
It's above all else. You know, the people that participate in these week-long camps, as much as they want to go to the top on day one, it's a process where you build people up slowly to make sure that they're comfortable and trained and aware And then in the last couple of days, they get to use the entirety of the course.
All right, so that's part of the learning process, right?
It is.
It's working, literally working your way up the ladder.
Yeah, exactly. Okay. And like I said, to be clear, it's more than just a giant playground. You know, this is about developing skills in our young people that I think that they can use in other aspects of their life, which is really what's important.
Yeah. You know? Well, I interrupted you. I'm sorry. You're saying a Vermont company was building this?
Yes. Okay. Yeah. They're one of two or three certified companies that can build these. We're not looking for somebody just to place telephone poles.
Certainly.
You know, there are elements within the course itself that they have to be safety certified.
Okay.
It came from a grant from the Community Preservation Fund.
Yeah.
The Community Preservation Fund has been great for our city. I think we're coming up on 20 years now, and we've done a number of fantastic projects, including this one, with the help of the Community Preservation Committee.
Okay, so we have a photo now of what it might look like when it's done, right?
Yeah, this is an example of an existing high ropes course. This may be the one in Braintree, actually.
I think it is, actually. Yeah.
And this will give you a sense of the different elements that make up the various aspects of it. So. We're very excited for it. Like I said, the discussions of building one of these in Quincy go back almost 15 years. So if all goes as planned, they should finish construction in mid to late September.
Wow.
We should get the approval from the state and have some programming partnership with Quincy Public Schools, hopefully in October and into November.
Really? Okay.
Continue that into the spring, and then next summer we plan on running a robust summer program where people will sign up for a week-long camp, if you will, at the ropes course. So very exciting stuff.
Yeah. So I guess we should point out this is not just going to be like an open playground. Anybody can go anytime, right?
So there's two elements of it. So the main course that we're looking at, of course.
Okay.
I mean, it'll be secured. The closest element will be 14 feet in the air, so you couldn't just climb up on your own and get into trouble that
way.
So it'll be secured when it's not in certified use by city staff or rec staff.
Okay.
There are other elements, low ground elements, similar to a project I did while I was in Randolph and Belcher Park, where it's the same concept, where you're using it with three or four different people at a time, using teamwork, and there'll be signs telling people how to use the low elements. So neighborhood residents, Quincy Point residents that want to bring their kids down for a different type of playground experience will have that opportunity as well, in addition to the organized,
the more formal
camp
program.
Exactly.
Okay.
Yeah.
And so there'd be no charge for the lower elements, right?
No.
Just
it'll be just another playground element like you've seen in many of our other parks.
Yeah. Okay. Will this be lighted for nighttime activity?
No.
No. Okay.
No.
So strictly
nighttime. No, out of respect for the neighbors in the neighborhood. The nighttime use is, again, it's a very particular location that we think that that's appropriate. I mean, there'll be security lighting there, but they won't be event lighting, or we won't be in there after dark.
Gotcha. Okay. And will there be a name for it? Is there like a park name or?
Not yet.
Okay.
Maybe someday.
Okay.
Yeah.
I'm sure it's been discussed. Yeah. Stay tuned for that. So that's going to be coming this fall then.
Yes.
To completion. Very good. Then we head over to How's Neck.
Yes.
Grill Field.
Yep. Very exciting.
Yeah.
Grill Field is located at the very end of C Street, across from the Quincy Yacht Club. About two decades ago, the city put, I think, the first street hockey court in at Brill. Since then, we've added one in Marymount and one in Squam.
Hmm.
And we're looking with the community group, based on the success of this rink, to add another one in the city.
Oh, really?
Yeah, the rec programming has really brought back some of the hockey and street hockey elements.
I love it.
It's a very popular program with both young men and women.
Yeah.
So anybody can play it.
It was really big when I was a child, so it's great to see it come back.
Yeah, it's good. It's great that it's coming back.
Yeah.
So this project, again, another CPC, community preservation project that we did. We worked with company Sport Court, and they rebuilt all of the boards. They have a new surfacing, a Sport Court surfacing they put in there, which is pretty cool. It's a hard plastic tile. It almost looks like ice when the sun hits it a certain way, and that allows us to put in the red line, the blue lines, the face-off circles, and it looks like a real ice skating rink.
Right, exactly,
And it also allows us to flood the rink in the wintertime. We just put a piece around the boards that allows that. I know Dave DeBone, a longtime president of the Housing and Community Council, who we lost this summer, he and I had a number of conversations. The council used to build a rink down at Brill. And how good it would be if we can actually flood the skating rink down at House Neck. Now, Mother Nature has to cooperate with us.
Well,
there's
no refrigeration process.
No, not in that
one. It's up to Mother Nature.
Yeah.
Okay.
And, you know, we're probably going to plant some trees to probably take the sun off it in the wintertime. I know Dave situated the rink down at Brill very strategically, using some of the trees in the shade down there. So we'll probably have to plant some trees to make that better than just freezing cold weather.
Yeah, we have before and after photos, actually, to show folks. This is what it did look like, right?
Yeah, very tired, very old. The boards were all plywood, broken in certain aspects, and it was in pretty desperate need of replacement, and I'm glad the CPC agreed with us and funded the project.
And here's what it looks like now.
Yeah, it's quite a transformation.
Certainly, yeah.
Quite a transformation. It's it was funny, when we first put it in place, there were small elements of paint that we had to put down, so we tried to keep it closed for a couple of days, and we couldn't keep the kids off.
They is that right?
They were just dying to get on.
There's a market for it.
Yes.
Most definitely.
Yeah, most definitely.
That's
so
nice.
It came out fantastic, and I really appreciate the support, obviously, of the mayor, CPC, and the city council to make this happen.
Now, do folks have to sign up, Dave, to use this?
This is an open park, just like any basketball court or street hockey court elsewhere. We will run some programming. I know the Quincy Rec has talked about running the camps down there next summer. There are a number of street hockey tournaments that occur. They get permitted through us, and it varies where they hold them. They've held them in Squanum before. My guess is that this is going to be the primary location for some of those street hockey tournaments, and they raise money for great causes.
Yes.
So now that we have the facility to back that up, my guess is based on the success of this, we may be looking at additional facilities elsewhere in future years.
No kidding. Wow, that's really nice to see. Absolutely.
Yeah, it came out
So again, that's, it could be a pickup game, right? If folks in the neighborhood get together and say, let's go down to the rink and have a game. Okay.
Yeah.
Will we still be doing the skating rink downtown again this season?
Okay. Yes. Yep. That went out to bid again recently, and the mayor is, it's been very, very popular.
Oh, yes.
Yeah. And so the mayor is looking to continue that again this winter.
Okay. Same location, do you know?
We're looking at a couple of different things. I don't have anything to announce today.
Oh, okay. All right.
I know the downtown is an important piece of it. I know that the mayor wants to help some of the businesses downtown by driving people there in the winter months. But the specific location hasn't been decided yet.
Okay. All right. Well, you have to come back then and tell us.
Sounds good.
We do want to talk about a couple of upcoming events, and we'll talk about the invasive plant cleanup in just a minute. But next Wednesday evening at 6:30 at the Kennedy Center.
Yes. We're having a meeting, a community meeting at the Kennedy Center Wednesday relative to improvements at Squaw Rock Park.
Okay.
The mayor has established a partnership with the Massachusetts tribe of Ponkapog, and locating them a home in their ancestral lands that they consider sacred, which will be one of the buildings up at Squaw Rock Park. One of the opportunities that we have right now is allowing the Massachusetts to teach about the history and the culture within the park itself, creating almost an outdoor classroom. And I think it'll be phenomenal once we get this up and running to have people coming down and learning from the Massachusetts about, some of their traditions, some of their history. And I'm very excited about it. There's a community process that has to take place. We want to hear from people about some of the improvements that they want to see in the park. And that's next Wednesday night, 6:30 at the Kennedy Center on East Squanum Street.
Okay. So what is the overall kind of thought right now as to create this? Is there going to be actual construction, or is there a building?
So the parking lot is going to be improved. It's a really kind of a title parking lot, probably undersized for that location, given its new use and given the type of program that we're talking about.
At the Nickerson Post we're talking about?
Yeah, in that parking lot area.
Okay.
What I'm hoping for is people, we applied for a CPC grant a number of years ago to do some master planning in Squaw Rock to talk about the improvements that the community wants to see at the park. It's been probably Quincy's one of our best hidden gems for many, many years. But it needs some attention. We've made improvements to Faxon Park, we made improvements to Marymount Park.
Yep.
But the trail system needs improvement. There's one area that's eroding away down a bluff. There's some old fencing in there. There's still some remnants of when the military used it as a Nike missile site. Macadam, some old asphalt, some old concrete.
Okay.
We've had a member of our staff, Melissa McGrew, doing some great work on graffiti removal. There's a lot of graffiti removal out on Chapel Rock, which is out at the point. Occasionally somebody tagged a lot of the trees, and she's done an excellent job in removing that and kind of returning a more natural environment to a really sacred piece of land to the Massachusetts. So there's a lot of work that still needs to be done, and we're hoping to hear from people about what their vision is for the park itself, whether it's removal of some of that old asphalt, trail improvement, uses that they want to see in there that are consistent with what we're doing with Massachusetts, and invasive cleanup as well.
Okay, so there is an existing building there, though, that they would be able to use if this were to go forward?
Yes.
Okay, all right, very good. I know the mayor mentioned maybe using some revenue from the Quarry Hills lease to help pay for this as well.
Yes.
So the funding would be accommodation of CPC and Quarry Hills revenue?
Yes.
Okay. Wednesday, 6:30 at the Kennedy Center.
Correct.
For the community meeting on that. Okay. Before then, though, there's an invasive plant cleanup also at Squaw Rock Park on Monday.
Yes.
Yeah, what's going on out there?
So the Invasive Species Control Committee is a program that was put together by our environmental scientists head of list. So when the mayor basically created this department, these are the types of projects from Sailor's Pond and Butler's Pond to invasive species control that he had in mind. It wasn't just about baseball fields and softball fields. The park department has a much broader responsibility than that, and that's why he created the Department of Natural Resources. So one of the really neat ideas is almost a mini Clean and Greener type program where volunteers come together. It's educational. Mm-hmm. You know, they learn about what to look for in their own backyards.
Yes.
What to remove, how to remove it. And Heather has done a great job. They've done ones in the recent past at Zero Harrod Ave in Montclair with Council Hughley.
Oh, sure, yeah.
They've done ones along cleanups along Fenno Street and a number of other ones. So this Monday, she'll be leading a crew down at Squaw Rock Park. So if you're available on Monday afternoon, come down and join us and be willing to roll up your sleeves, get your hands dirty, and learn a little bit something about invasive species.
Yes, learn about Asiatic bittersweet and black swallow wort, mm-hmm. among others.
Oh, yeah. Okay.
Yeah. To see them and look at them, you'd say, oh, that looks familiar. It's in my backyard.
That's the truth. A lot of people have this and don't realize, that they have in their backyard, how to get rid of it when they do.
Right.
And sometimes you can do more harm than good. So Heather's done a phenomenal job. There's a cachet of information on our website as well, too. So if that's something you're interested in, I would strongly encourage folks to look it up on the website, maybe go to an event, and I think you'll be surprised because it is everywhere.
Okay. Monday, 2 to 4, meet at Squaw Rock Park in that parking lot that we just talked
right.
about. Dave, always great to catch up with
Likewise.
You. Really appreciate the opportunity,
Same.
And we'll have you back.
Sounds good.
All right.